Slavery is an ugly part of American history, and it's exposed in raw form at an exhibit showing at the Museum of the African Diaspora in San Francisco. The audio installation Slave Narratives presents the true first-person accounts of slaves who ended up all over the world, including Cuba, Nigeria, and the United States. I visited the museum and met up with Community Associate Emily Storer. The exhibit room is purposefully dark, meant to replicate the dungeons that slaves were kept in before being shipped off from Africa.
Okay, let's go in.
We eventually went to Havana, where I was appointed to the service.
It's completely dark. There's nothing on the walls or in the room, just the bench I'm sitting on, and the sound of the slave testimonials booming from the speakers above. We first hear from the writings of Juan Francisco Manzano, a slave taken to Cuba who aspired to be a poet.
I bought ink, pens, and penknife, and some very fine paper. Then, taking some of the bits of written paper thrown away by my master, I put a piece of them between one of my fine sheets and traced the characters underneath in order to accustom my hand to make letters. My master was told how I employed the evenings, and once he surprised me with all my writing apparatus. He advised me to drop that pastime as not adapted to my situation in life, and that it would be more useful to employ my time in needlework. In vain was I forbidden to write, for when everybody went to bed, I used to light a piece of candle, and then at my leisure I copied the best verses, thinking that if I could imitate these, I would become a poet. And a poet I became.
Community Associate Emily Storer.
The diversity of the narratives that we have available in the Slavery Passages installation really highlights the overall diversity of experiences of people who were enslaved. There are people who lived in the 17th century, and there were people who were alive up through the 1930s when their stories were recorded during the Great Depression. There were people who were Muslim. There were people who were Christian. There were people who were neither. There were people with families and people who were all alone. There were people who were literate, who published their own narratives, and then there were people who had to rely on other people to get their story out to the public for them. So it's really incredible, just with these 9 stories, how much diversity there is, and then that also reminds us that the stories that weren't told, the millions upon millions of stories that weren't told, were just as full as all of these people's stories. We just don't have the opportunity to be able to have a firsthand experience with them.
This narrative by Mary Prince is about the day she was sold off from her family at age 12.
Our mother, weeping as she went, she called me away with the children, Hannah and Dinah. And we took the road that led to Hambletown, which we reached about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We followed my mother to the marketplace where she placed us in a row against a large house with our backs to the wall and our arms folded across our breasts. I, as the eldest, stood first. Hannah next to me, then Dinah. And our mother stood beside, crying over us. My heart throbbed with grief and terror so violently that I pressed my hands quite tightly across my breast, but I could not keep it still. And it continued to leap as though it would burst out of my body. But who cared for that? Did one of the many white bystanders who were looking at us so carelessly think of the pain that wrung our hearts? No! No!
What are some of the, like, I really have to kind of take a breath after that experience, the dark room mm-hmm. and very heavy material mm-hmm. being heard. What are some of the reactions from people that have kind of come out of this room? Was everybody okay?
Some of the stories, it's almost too incredible to be true, I think. And I think for younger audiences who aren't as familiar with the material, it almost seems like something out of a horror novel, maybe. For example, the story of Harriet Jacobs, who published her own narrative. She was trapped in an attic for 7 years. She wasn't able to stand. She didn't see light for 7 years. It's incredible to imagine a human being going through that. You couldn't write a story like that.
Harriet Jacobs was hiding in the attic after having escaped an abusive mistress. This shows that the process of escaping was long and arduous.
Season after season, year after year, I peeped at my children's faces and heard their sweet voices. With a heart yearning all the while to say, your mother is here.
And the incredible thing is not only did these people live this experience, they survived slavery. Everybody whose narrative is featured in this exhibition eventually gained their freedom in one way or another, and they became functioning members of society. It's incredible the survival that's deep within all of these narratives, I think.
Thanks to Emily Storer for her tour of the exhibit Slave Narratives. It's on display permanently at the Museum of the African Diaspora in San Francisco. We have a link to more narratives at KALW.org.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know.